This is Dr. Robert Gish, presenting a hepatitis web study, Hepatitis C Online. Today, we'll be presenting the treatment of chronic hepatitis C genotype 5 or 6. The treatment of chronic hepatitis C genotype 5 or 6. Today, we'll be presenting background and definitions, initial treatment and retreatment of prior relapsers, retreatment of prior non-responders, issues and controversies, future therapies, and summary. Let's start with background and definitions for hepatitis C genotype 5 or 6. The background of hepatitis C genotype 5 or 6 includes the fact that we think hepatitis C infects about 5 million people today in the U.S. Fewer than 2% of hepatitis C infections in the U.S. are caused by genotype 5 or 6. Genotype 5 is an infection endemic in South Africa and very rare in the United States. Genotype 6 is important in Vietnam, Southeast China, and other countries in Southeast Asia. Historically, SVR rates for genotype 5 and 6 with PEG-based therapies ranges in SVR response between genotype 1 and genotype 2 and 3. In this slide, we're talking about virologic response on treatment and highlighting relapsers, partial responders, and null responders. Different types of virologic failures with hepatitis C therapy are important when profiling your patients and determining best treatment options. Here we highlight the AASLD-IDSA hepatitis C treatment recommendation. Criteria for interferon ineligibility. This is defined as one or more of the following: an intolerance to interferon, autoimmune hepatitis or other autoimmune disorders, hypersensitivity to PEG interferon or any of its components, decompensated hepatic disease, major uncontrolled depressive illness, baseline neutrophil count less than 1,500, or platelet count less than 90,000. A low baseline hemoglobin is also a concern. A history of pre-existing cardiac disease is another important status point for interferon ineligibility. We'll now be presenting treatment-naive and prior relapse data for genotype 5 and 6 for hepatitis C. The AASLD-IDSA treatment recommendations as initial therapy for patients with genotype 5 or 6 include recommended therapy for interferon-eligible soft PEG riba for 12 weeks. Alternative therapy, interferon eligible, is PEG riba for 48 weeks. Not recommended is monotherapy with either PEG or ribavirin or a DAA. Not recommended is telaprevir or boceprevir based regimens. The reason that PEG riba for 48 weeks remains here is the scant data from the licensing studies with soft PEG riba at 12 weeks. The treatment-naive and prior relapse genotype 5 or 6 chronic hep C key studies that support treatment recommendations include data from the Neutrino and Atomic studies. These are triple studies with soft PEG ribavirin. On this slide, we're looking at the Neutrino trial design. Features was a single-arm, open-label, phase 3 study, and was a blend of genotype 1, 4, 5, and 6. It's 56 sites in the U.S., enrolling in 2012. Entry criteria are interesting and important, including a viral load of greater than 10,000 IUs, the primary endpoint of SVR12. The slide gives a diagram of this triple therapy for 12 weeks, an SVR for 12 weeks assessment, soft 400 milligrams once daily, PEG interferon alpha 2A 180 micrograms once weekly, ribavirin weight-based and daily BID dosing at either 1,000 or 1,200 milligrams. Soft PEG riba, treatment-naive, Geno 1, 4, 5, and 6 Neutrino trial results show SVR rates in these small patient numbers of 7 patients at 100%. This was published in New England Journal of Medicine in 2013. Soft PEG, RIBA, genos 1, 4, 5, and 6 from the ATOMIC trial. Study overview is highlighted here. This included study sites not just in the U.S., but also Puerto Rico, phase 2 open-label study, This had a different HCV RNA entry point at 50,000 IUs. Patients with cirrhosis were not allowed, and of course, co-infection. And interestingly, they had a BMI cutoff at 8 kilos per meter squared. In this study, the SVR that was published in Lancet 2013 by Chris Cowdley is actually an SVR 24, not SVR 12. In this atomic trial design, we have cohort A at 12 weeks, triple, cohort B, triple therapy for 24 weeks, and then soft peg riba 12, followed by soft plus ribavirin for another 12 weeks. Interesting and innovative study design. Let's take a look at those results and extract the genotype 5-6 data. Here we have the overall results, 90% essentially for cohorts A, B, and C, blending genotypes 1, 4, or 6 in this data analysis. Here we're going to pull out the 5 patients with genotype 6, showing 100% SVR rate. There were no genotype 5 patients enrolled in this study, thus no bar graph for genotype 5 in my specific comments on the previous slide. All patients with genotype 4 or 6 received triple soft peg riba for 24 weeks. 2 patients with genotype 4 and treatment failure were patients that were lost to follow-up at the end of treatment and on an intent-to-treat basis were deemed non-responders. Retreatment of prior non-responders, genotype 5 or 6. Here are the treatment recommendations for retreatment, geno 5 or 6, hepatitis C, soft peg riba for 12 weeks, no alternative therapy is highlighted, not recommended, includes peg riba plus DAAs such as bosepivir, simepivir, or telaprevir. No monotherapy is recommended, and decompensated cirrhosis with peg-based therapy is not recommended. From the CUPIC study, albumin of 3.5 or less is our threshold to decline peg-based therapy. It's important to understand that we have a lack of retreatment studies. There's sparse data from genotypes 5 or 6, but interestingly, the EMEA approves soft-based therapy for genotype 5 or 6 in the EU. US FDA has not included genotype 5 or 6 in the product information or indication for soft-based therapy. High response rates, where an SVR equals cure, are inferred from this limited data set. Further issues and controversies will be highlighted. For genotype 5 and 6, cost of therapy, when to defer, when to warehouse patients. Advanced fibrosis F3, F4 is on everybody's radar at this time as treatment recommendation. Systemic therapy such as cryoglobulinemia are important. Staging liver fibrosis, imaging, FibroScan, ARFI, MR elastography, ultrasound measurement of the portal vein diameter at greater than 12 millimeters, spleen over 12 centimeters, platelet count less than 150,000 for F3, less than 100,000 for F4. And also, there's still FibroSure and FibroTest, our blood tests that are being occasionally used by providers. How is the cost of therapy impacting treatment decisions? Patients with genotype 5 or 6, the regimen costs are highlighted here for triple therapy 12 weeks at about $100,000. Peg riba for 48 weeks is about $50,000. These can be taken into account as part of your treatment decisions, but we'd like to highlight the peg interferon beyond 12 weeks is almost never being used, although we did highlight one exception from the atomic study in this slide deck. Here's medication costs. Soft peg riba for 12 weeks at $97,000. This is basically equivalent to the cost per cure, but the high SVR rates in the 100% range. Hopefully, larger studies will be done in genotype 6 in Southeast Asia or Southeast Asian patients, such as the Vietnamese population, or genotype 5 patients from South Africa. Further data is clearly needed. When to defer therapy, Factors favoring Treat Now for genotype 5 or 6 parallel those for genotypes 1, 2, 3, and 4, looking for advanced fibrosis by laboratory testing, imaging, synthetic tests. But I'd like to highlight here, cryoglobulinemia is first detected by the presence of a positive rheumatoid factor in a patient with hepatitis C. There is a blood test called a CCP to detect true rheumatoid arthritis. It's quite sensitive and specific. Rheumatoid factor in a hepatitis C patient nearly universally indicates cryoglobulinemia and should trigger assessment for renal dysfunction, proteinuria, vasculitis, nerve damage, and other organ injury. One way to look directly at blood vessel injury is to look at the retina. Patients with positive rheumatoid factors and cryoglobulins typically have cotton wool spots and vascular cuffing on ocular exam, another useful indirect test to look for systemic disease. Highly motivated patients who've deferred therapy or failed multiple treatments, symptomatic, or other considerations for favoring treatment now versus treatment deferral. Hepatitis C is linked with an increased overall mortality risk, all cause, various cancers, lymphoma, and of course, hepatitis C is linked to liver cancer, typically in cirrhotics, although data such as the HALT-C study was highlighting that liver cancer can occur in stage 3 patients with hepatitis C. Future treatment options for genotypes 5 or 6. Fixed-dose combination of pan-genotypic drugs such as ledipospheric and sofosbuvir will be looked at as part of this treatment paradigm. Also, Merck has multiple drugs in combination, including their protease inhibitor and a replication inhibitor, NS5A. These also appear to be pan-genotypic from early data sets and may be looked at for genotypes 5 or 6. Ledipospheric sofosbuvir, with or without ribavirin, is currently being looked at in a phase 2 trial for genotypes 4 or 5 and a separate study for genotype 6. The Merck drugs, fixed-dose combination in development, is being looked at in the C-EDGE program. Summary points for genotypes 5 or 6 infection. Infections with genotype 5 or 6 accounts for less than 2% of Hep C infections in the U.S. Genotype 5 is highly prevalent in South Africa. Genotype 6, important in Southeast Asia, especially in the Vietnamese population in the U.S. Soft peg rib is recommended for treatment naive and relapsers as triple therapy and considers soft rib for 24 weeks and interferon ineligible. Undergo an expert consultation for retreatment of non-responders with a person with special interest in treating hepatitis C. This can take place, of course, with our infectious disease colleagues, GI doctors, hepatologists, and a number of the primary care providers in the community who have become experts at managing hepatitis C over the last decade. We would like to highlight and extend our thanks to the University of Washington team for Hepatitis C Online and the Hepatitis Web Study projects. URLs are highlighted on this slide. We'd like to extend our appreciation to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for funding this project with a direct grant to the University of Washington team. We hope you've enjoyed the Hepatitis Web Study program and look forward to further treatment, slide decks, and educational programs. Thank you very much. This is Dr. Robert Gish in closing.